they wouldn't take him into the service because of his football injuries.
So he stayed there and took care of the store. There was four boys, and three of us went into service. My oldest brother was in the Army, and my younger brother was a yeoman in the Navy, stationed in Bermuda most of the time, in Norfolk. And we lost my oldest brother in Battle of the Bulge. That was another thing that helped influence me, not the loss of my brother, because that took place, but because my mother was and father were had a hard time getting over it, and I hoped I'd get home and be in the area that I would be around.
Yeah. Right.
And so I left. That was another reason. So we felt that there was a need for this to be someone to supply the equipment and supplies for these bowling lanes and billiard rooms in the area. So we started in Charleston, excuse me, and stayed there for about 2 years and decided we wanted to be a success at this, and really to grow we had to get into an area where there was a better concentration of establishments. Mm-hmm. So we picked Columbus because my brother, in fact, all of them had gone to school there except myself at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And the name was known up there, and so we thought we would go up there and start from there, which would put us in the middle of everything. And so that's how it is.
You've been in that business ever since.
Huh? My brother says he wanted me to go. My hope said that it's good to go there because there's a bigger city and there's a good chance, a better chance of finding a nice Jewish girl than
married. And were you successful in that?
Yes, I was successful. I was 33 years old when I got married. Mm-hmm. We've been married, it'll be 42 years, with three young girls.
Any other recollections that come to mind pertain to any aspect of your naval experience you'd want to share with us?
Well, we had a couple of things which I'd rather not even bother mentioning, but I didn't know what to expect to be an event. I have a tendency to just take everything as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's considered interesting, but I never said, well, gee, this was so exciting, and that was probably bad.
Mm-hmm.
Something really to think about and talk about. I mean, I said, well, it just happened. So that is my feeling as I was going through this period. And I can't think of anything that would be, really outstanding to say, gee, this was exciting. I thought it was interesting to the North Atlantic tour where we were into Iceland and Reykjavik and had a chance to see that part of the world and how they lived up there. Figured you would possibly never go back there. And it felt it was a big experience to have me escorted the lifeline to Europe at that time. Maybe glad that we didn't have to take him further because that's where all the hell was. That's where more hell was than where in that part.
Who was the most memorable individual that you came in contact with during those years. What can you think of any individual or individuals that either had a major impact on you or either positive or negative?
How
is Endon says how? I really can't think of anything, unfortunately.
Usually there's...
There's some of the officers that I observed, I served under, I think were the performances that they gave, and I thought it was wonderful, their leadership. I think helped me. Executive officer on the Skank named Taylor. I thought it was an influence, you know, on what is expected of an officer and performance. And I think that was probably the only person that, you know, made a specific mm-hmm. difference. After the war and I got out, I came back home. Anything else you want to ask about the war area?
Well, it...
I got a commendation from Skipper of the Butler for the performance of the ship in the gunnery department in the invasion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were during the invasion. You were looking primarily toward the sky for German planes rather than toward the ocean for sub.
Yeah,
were you not?
We were involved in the shore bombardment. Uh-huh.
Probably the blimps overhead were trying to cover the sub a threat, were they not?
Yeah,
and the surface vessels were trying to watch out for either shore bombardments or for airplanes, and depending on the blimps to see the subs. Were they not?
Yeah, it's like at night, which is a bad time, they couldn't see anything at night.
Mm-hmm.
We never had any contact. Only a few times that we were where there was any blimps. They didn't. Only while you were in, you know, we were just there a short time during the invasion period.
What I based that on was seeing the old film footage of the invasion. They looked like quite a few blimps in the sky.
Well, you know, they always say, you know, if there was one, Hollywood put 10 out there.
Well, a lot of that film footage was actual footage, though, rather than Hollywood version, I think.
Right, I think so.
That's what I thought I'd been watching on some of these documentaries, was actual film footage. Yeah.
See, I didn't remember much about them. I thought they were predominantly over the blimps were predominantly over England, you know, as home protection for them.
Mm-hmm. What beach did you bombard?
Salerno.
Salerno. I mean, during the Normandy.
Oh, during the Normandy. I really don't remember. Wherever they had us.
Wherever they had. I imagine there was quite a bit of confusion and all during
right.
that.
I don't remember that, you know. I didn't keep a very good personal log of myself. Red, blue, or whichever.
You were getting ready to tell a post-war.
Well, I
make a post-war comment.
There's no comment. It was just my post-war life. After I left and went home, and participated, and we started this business, mm-hmm. and it grew, and we decided we wanted to move, and we moved to Columbus also because of the greater need. and my career at home was a very enjoyable time in Columbus. Got involved into raising a family when we did get married, and got involved in the community, participating in various organizations. Locally with the Jewish Center, the Jewish community predominantly, but also with United Appeal and other different agencies. Became president of the Jewish Center locally. At the same time, I was active with the national organization of the Billiard and Bowling Institute, went on its board, and eventually became president of that. And served my 2 years of time, and continued to be active and involved.
Bowling had quite a enjoyed quite a growth during the 50s, did it not? I know it did here in the South.
It grew, and then it went through periods. I don't say it slumped; it had plateaus. It had rapid growth, and then but there was hurry up and build, and then after a while try to find some people to fill them, and then it became, you found a people to build to fill them, and then you'd have to hurry up and build again.
Right.
And of course there was a big growth in Japan. You know, they built hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of buildings there. They built them to the sky because they couldn't, they couldn't afford the land to build them on like straight level. And so that's it, and I stayed with that until 86, and I sold out in 1986.
Said it was time to retire after. Well, I believe that's all, unless you
I have nothing
of something else.
I came home. The skipper was nice enough to give me the what was left of the flag. In other words, when we went into tie up, he caught it, changed the tattered, torn flag colors to put up the nice, pretty new one. And he gave me the one that what was left.
Been flying on the skank.
It was about as it normally was, say from here. You know how big a flag is, but right. From here, well, there's only about this much left of it. And so I kept it from that was from then until recent, about 45 years. And so then I heard they were collecting things at, here. And so in Washington, I sent it to the Naval Museum.
Right, that would be the best place for it. We do not have museum facilities. Ours is a research facility.
So they, I went to see it in 88, and they now they told me they were professionally cleaning it and getting it all ready, and it was being mounted and being put away. So it'll go on their exhibit with, and when the exhibit goes, travels the country. But I thought that was, I was amazed that I was able to keep it that long. That's a long time.
Indeed.
And of course, I didn't do any preservation for it myself.
The
So all y'all do